This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Thursday, the 2nd of July, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Global equities were mostly lower. Wall Street closed weaker, with the S&P 500 down 20 basis points and the Nasdaq down 1.5%. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 slipped 10 basis points, while Switzerland's SMI rose 10 basis points. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 2.5%. In foreign exchange, 1 euro buys 1.14 US dollars and 1 US dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The 10-year US Treasury yield is 4.49%, up 1 basis point. Brent crude is trading at $70 a barrel and gold is unchanged at $4,083 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Anna. And turning to the Fed, what stood out from Chair Kevin Warsh's remarks yesterday?
Hi, Daniel. Yeah, good place to start. Warsh said he will stick to the U.S. central bank's 2% inflation target and disappoint anyone who expects otherwise. Speaking on Wednesday, he reiterated the Fed's commitment to delivering price stability. The yield on 10-year U.S. Treasuries rose 5 basis points to 4.47% after those remarks.
And did he give any clearer guidance on the direction of policy or the economy?
Not really. Warsh also said inflation risks have come down in recent weeks, with inflation expectations moving lower. But he gave little indication about where he thinks monetary policy or the economy are headed, and he pushed back on efforts to extract forward guidance.
So where are markets positioned now on the Fed?
Markets continue to price in around 225 basis point rate increases over the next 12 months as investors look to June's employment report on Thursday for more clues on the Fed's interest rate path. We maintain the view that current market conviction around Fed rate hikes is too aggressive.
Okay, and why do you think the jobs market is not creating the kind of inflation pressure markets are worried about?
The resilience in the U.S. jobs market is not driving price pressures. Ahead of the official count on job growth, ADP data showed solid U.S. private sector job creation in June, with company payrolls rising by 98,000. That marks the best three-month stretch for hiring in more than a year. But while recent headline data point to resilience in the U.S. labor market, wage dynamics continue to move in a favorable direction from an inflation perspective. Average hourly earnings growth has continued to decelerate, reinforcing the view that wage-driven inflation pressures are no longer a primary concern. The risk of larger-than-expected labor market displacement from AI may also shift the Fed's focus toward downside risks to employment.
And what supports the view that inflation should moderate as the year progresses?
While AI-driven demand remains a source of inflation risk, recent data showed that tariff effects are increasingly shifting onto a disinflationary path for the second half of this year. Our analysis suggests that the unwinding of the tariff pass-through effect could reduce inflation trends by 0.8 percentage points over the next year. In addition, oil prices have returned to levels that prevailed before the U.S.-Iran conflict. And while the peace talks may be bumpy, a gradual resumption of traffic through the Strait of Hormuz should help with supply bottlenecks and ease inflation concerns.
What else from Warsh's comments matters for the policy outlook?
Warsh offered little guidance on the Fed's interest rate path, but he did say that some of the key appointments to the five task forces reviewing Fed operations will be named next week, and he hinted that foreign central bankers may be named to some of the panels. He also said it was his aspiration that within a year, the U.S. Central Bank will shift to using real-time data to set monetary policy and would rely less on backward-looking government surveys. As the Fed reassesses its framework and tools, we expect the review process undertaken by the task forces to delay major policy adjustments in the near term.
So, what is the investment takeaway from all of this?
We believe the Fed will keep rates steady in the near term, and we see scope for markets to scale back their expectations for Fed tightening. That should benefit short to medium maturity quality bonds as yields fall, and we see current elevated yields as an opportunity for investors to lock in durable portfolio income.
Great, thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Semiconductor jitters were in focus after media reports said Meta Platforms is developing plans for a cloud infrastructure business that would sell access to AI computing power and models. Under those plans, the business could generate revenue by selling access to various AI models hosted on Meta's existing AI infrastructure, or by selling access to computing capacity directly. Meta shares rose 8.8% on Wednesday, but South Korean chip stock slid between 9 and 15% on Thursday as the potential move raised questions about future capex. Our view is that the details of the reported plans remain unclear, and it still has to be seen whether Meta chooses to go ahead with such a strategy. Without taking any single security views, we note that the risk of slower AI capex growth has risen at the margin following share price declines among mega-cap tech companies in recent months. But we also believe the fundamentals of the AI story remain intact, as cloud revenue growth is accelerating and demand for agentic AI workloads is growing. For investors, we maintain the view that diversification is key. Those looking for more defensive positioning can consider select data center operators and select payment companies within the AI complex, as well as other structural trends such as power and resources and longevity. The Trump administration has also confirmed that it will not renew the USMCA trade pact in its current form, formally kicking off what is likely to be an extended renegotiation process with Canada and Mexico. While the existing North American trade agreement remains in force, this effectively starts the clock on a 10-year path to expiry in 2036, unless a revised deal is reached. Annual reviews will now take place instead of a one-off long-term extension. Washington has already indicated that rules of origin and tighter safeguards against third-country content will be central to future talks. The existing pact underpins roughly $1.5 to $1.6 trillion US dollars of annual trade across the US, Canada, and Mexico. More bilateral US-Mexico talks are scheduled for the week of the 20th of July, while the next steps for US-Canada talks are not yet clear. Our view is that this is in line with our base case expectations for a shift to annual USMCA reviews rather than a straightforward renewal through 2042. The main near-term effect is increased uncertainty rather than a trade shock. Trade continues, but companies may delay capex, nearshoring, and supply chain decisions while negotiations drag on. We continue to see a complete breakdown as a lower probability risk outcome, given deep regional integration. But prolonged talks would remain a headwind to North American growth, manufacturing visibility, and business confidence. For investors, the clearest read-through is greater sensitivity in autos, industrials, materials, agriculture, and cross-border logistics. The broader US equity impact should remain contained. Within currencies, we remain cautious on the Canadian dollar in the near term and moderately constructive on the Mexican peso. Looking ahead, investors will also be watching remarks from ECB President Lagarde on the 3rd of July. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copy circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/cio-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.